Emma by Jane Austen. Part 1. The Mistress of Hartfield House. Emma Woodhouse, handsome, clever and rich, with a comfortable home and a happy disposition, seemed to have a perfect life. She was 21 years old, with very few problems. Emma had one sister, Isabella, who lived in London with her husband, Mr. John Knightley, and her children. Emma's mother had died while she was still very young. Since then, Miss Taylor had been Emma's governess and friend for 16 years. They were very fond of each other. But now Miss Taylor was getting married to Mr. Weston and would move to his house, called Randall's. Emma lived at Hartfield, a mansion on the edge of the village of Highbury. It was 16 miles from London. The Woodhouse family was the most important family in the village. Another important family, the Knightleys, lived at Donwell Abbey, a few miles away. John Knightley's brother, Mr. George Knightley, lived there. He was 37 years old, unmarried, and very popular in the neighbourhood. There were only two evils in Emma's life. Firstly, she had been spoilt by her father and Miss Taylor ever since her mother's death. Secondly, she had a very high opinion of herself. In fact, Emma thought that she was perfect. It was Miss Taylor's wedding day. Emma was very sad because her best friend had left the house. Mr. Weston, her new husband, was an excellent man. His first wife had died. His son had been adopted by his wife's family in the north of England, the Churchills, and he had lived alone for many years. Everyone liked him. But without Miss Taylor, Emma would have no young companion in the house. She loved her father, Mr. Woodhouse, but he was always worried about illness or other dangers.
"Oh, poor Miss Taylor," said Mr. Woodhouse at every meal while he was eating his gruel. "I wish she were here. What a pity that she married Mr. Weston."
"I cannot agree with you, Papa," said Emma. "Miss Taylor will be far happier with her own home. We shall often visit them. We shall go in the carriage."
"Oh, the poor horses! The poor driver!"
"Don't worry. Everything is perfect."
"Poor Miss Taylor," said Mr. Woodhouse again.
At that moment, Mr. Knightley of Donwell Abbey came into the room.
"I have been to London," he said, "to visit my brother's family."
"Oh, poor Isabella," said Mr. Woodhouse. "London is a very unhealthy place for her to live."
"She and the children are all very well. Did the wedding go well?"
"Oh, poor Miss Taylor. It is a sad business."
"Nonsense," said Mr. Knightley. "It is better to be independent."
"Tell the truth, Mr. Knightley," said Emma playfully. "You think it is better for Miss Taylor to escape from me and my silly imagination?"
"No, dear Emma. Perhaps I never flatter you, but I admire you greatly."
"Don't forget," said Emma, "that I myself made the match between Miss Taylor and Mr. Weston. Everybody said that Mr. Weston would never get married again, but I was right."
"Oh, dear Emma, please don't make any more marriages," said her father sadly.
"I will not get married myself, Papa, but I am really successful in making matches for other people. I planned the marriage of Miss Taylor, and now, dear Papa, I shall plan for others."
"Nonsense," said Mr. Knightley. "Miss Taylor and Mr. Weston decided themselves to get married. You did nothing. You just made a lucky guess."
"I encouraged Mr. Weston to visit Hartfield and meet Miss Taylor. I played an important part."
"It is a dangerous thing to do, Emma. Don't interfere in other people's lives."
"Dear Emma is so kind. She always thinks about others," said Mr. Woodhouse affectionately.
"Mr. Elton, the vicar, needs a wife. I will look for one for him," declared Emma.
Mr. Knightley laughed.
He is 27 years old. He can find his own wife if he wants one. Oh, Emma, be serious.
Mr. and Mrs. Weston, Mr. Knightley and Mr. Elton, the vicar, often came to visit Mr. Woodhouse. They also came, of course, to talk with his lovely daughter. There was another group of visitors. Mrs. Bates was a very old lady. Her daughter, Miss Bates, was middle-aged, but single. She devoted her life to caring for her mother. Miss Bates was famous for talking too much and saying stupid things. But she was so kind and generous that nobody disliked her. Mrs. Goddard, their friend, was the headmistress of the village school. One evening, they brought Harriet Smith, an orphan, with them to meet Emma and Mr. Woodhouse. Harriet was a very pretty girl, about 18. She was short, plump, and fair with blue eyes. Nobody knew who her parents had been. She lived at the school. Emma immediately liked Harriet Smith. She was sweet, shy, and very grateful for the invitation to Hartfield.
I can help this girl, thought Emma. I can give her knowledge and good manners. She isn't clever, but she has soft eyes and a beautiful appearance.
Emma invited Harriet more and more to Hartfield. She enjoyed helping and influencing her. Little by little, Harriet shyly told her about herself.
Last summer, I stayed with the Martins at Abbey Mill Farm on Mr. Knightley's estate. They were very kind to me. They have 8 cows on their farm.
Emma, the mistress of Hartfield House, was not interested in cows. But when she found out that Harriet had met Mr. Martin, the unmarried son of the family, she became worried.
He came with us on our moonlit walks. Once he rode 3 miles to get me some walnuts. He's very clever and has a fine flock of sheep. His mother says that he will make a fine husband.
Emma did not like this story. She wanted to improve Harriet. Emma did not want her to be in love with an uneducated farmer.
What does Mr. Martin look like?
Asked Emma.
He's not handsome, but I like him. Haven't you seen him? He often rides through Highbury.
I don't notice young farmers,
said Emma snobbishly.
How old is he?
24.
Ah, he is much too young to get married. He must wait at least 6 years until he has enough money.
6 years, Miss Woodhouse?
Exclaimed Harriet.
But he'll be 30.
Next day, they met Mr. Martin when they were out walking. He looked very happy to see Harriet. Emma thought that he was neat and looked sensible, but he was not handsome. When he had gone, Harriet came running back to Emma with a smiling face.
It was so lucky to meet him. What do you think of him, Miss Woodhouse?
He is very plain, remarkably plain, and he is clearly not a gentleman. He has no manners.
Harriet was very disappointed.
Of course,
she said sadly.
He's not as genteel as a real gentleman.
I think, Harriet, since you have known me, you have been in the company of real gentlemen. I should be surprised if you can still like Mr. Martin.
Certainly, he is not like Mr. Knightley, but Mr. Knightley is a very fine man.
True, Mr. Knightley is 1 in 100, and Mr. Elton is also an example of a very fine gentleman. In fact, I think that Mr. Elton likes you, Harriet.
Oh, Miss Woodhouse, do you think so?
And Harriet seemed to have completely forgotten Mr. Martin, the young farmer. Emma congratulated herself. She was the perfect matchmaker. Meanwhile, Mr. Knightley was talking to Mrs. Weston about Emma.
I think this friendship between Emma and Harriet Smith is a bad thing, Mrs. Weston.
A bad thing? Why? I am very pleased to see them together,
replied Mrs. Weston.
To educate Harriet, Emma will read more herself.
Emma always plans to read more. I have seen all the lists of books she made when she was 12 years old. But she is never hard-working or patient. Her imagination is stronger than her understanding. Her father spoils her. And since her mother died, she has been the mistress of Hartfield and the mistress of you all.
But she is so happy to have a friend of her own age. She looks very well.
Yes, Emma is very pretty.
Pretty, Mr. Knightley? She is perfect beauty,
said Mrs. Weston.
Well, I confess that I have seldom seen anyone more attractive. But I am an old friend. She always says that she will never marry. It would do her good to be in love, but there is no one in Highbury to attract her.
Mrs. Weston smiled mysteriously. Would Emma fall in love with Frank Churchill, Mr. Weston's son, if he came to Highbury? It would be the perfect marriage.